San Francisco's religious centers have 2 weeks to get ready to welcome back worshipers after Mayor London Breed unveiled a roadmap to reopening the city. As KCBS reporter Holly Kwan tells us, big churches like Grace Cathedral are trying to figure out what services will look like under strict state rules.
For the last few months, services at the 2,000-person Grace Cathedral have gone online, and that's been an adjustment for Dean Malcolm Young.
That has just been so strange because I'm so used to having my friends there. And, you know, you kind of look in their eyes and you get a sense for when you're starting to be boring or when you've got to wrap it up or when you should skip that point and move on. And I'm preaching to an entirely empty cathedral.
Under San Francisco County rules, in-person religious services can begin June 15th. Under state rules, there's no hugging or handshakes. Maybe prepackaged communion items already sitting on chairs. And singing is strongly discouraged because of the risk of expelling virus from your mouth, which presents a dilemma for Grace's music director.
He was going to choose a bunch of music that were things that weren't familiar with people because he thought that if he chose things that people loved and knew, that they almost couldn't help themselves but sing along with it. So, I mean, even thinking about what kind of hymns and songs we're going to sing is part of this approach to how we move back into the cathedral.
Right now, it seems that most congregants aren't ready to come back. They prefer to continue celebrating online. Those that do want to come back will have to register ahead of time so the church can keep track of attendees for contact tracing purposes. They'll hand out tickets, and only 100 will be allowed in at a time. While other counties haven't said when their churches can reopen, one in Livermore and another in San Jose have vowed to defy health orders and hold indoor services this Pentecost Sunday. Holly Kwan, KCBS.